Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Out of Sync Child Has Fun. Revised Edition is a practical activity guide by Carol Stock Kranowitz, written as a companion to her influential work on sensory processing differences. Rather than offering a theory-heavy discussion of sensory processing disorder, the book focuses on what parents, teachers, and therapists can actually do with children who struggle with sensory modulation, motor planning, and related developmental challenges. Its purpose is to translate sensory integration ideas into everyday play-based interventions that feel manageable and safe. The revised edition reflects the broader understanding that many children with sensory challenges also live with conditions such as autism or Asperger's syndrome, so the activities are presented with attention to differing needs and tolerances. The book is especially notable for framing support through the SAFE principles: sensory motor, appropriate, fun, and easy. That makes it both a handbook and a resource for adapting ordinary routines into sensory-rich experiences that support regulation, competence, and enjoyment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, play-based sensory activities as the book's central method. The book is built around the idea that children with sensory processing difficulties often respond better to structured play than to abstract instruction. Instead of treating sensory intervention as a clinical exercise, Kranowitz presents more than 100 activities that use movement, touch, balance, and other sensory inputs in accessible ways. This matters because children who struggle with regulation can be overwhelmed by demands that feel too formal or too controlled. Play lowers resistance while still creating opportunities for development. The activities are not random games. They are organized to engage the body and the brain in ways that support sensory integration. That gives the book a practical logic. It assumes that repetition, enjoyment, and bodily engagement can help children practice skills without feeling tested. This is one reason the book has value for families and classrooms alike. It gives adults a repertoire of concrete options rather than a single treatment plan, which is important because sensory profiles vary widely from child to child. Secondly, the SAFE framework makes the activities easier to choose and adapt. One of the most distinctive features of the book is its SAFE framework, which stands for sensory motor: appropriate, fun, and easy. This is more than a catchy label. It is a decision-making tool for adults trying to support a child without creating more stress. Sensory motor means the activity should involve real bodily input and action, not just passive entertainment. Appropriate means it should match the child's developmental level and sensory tolerance. Fun matters because enjoyment increases participation and reduces the feeling of therapy-like pressure. Easy is important because adults need activities they can actually use in ordinary settings without specialized equipment or complex preparation. Together, these criteria help prevent a common problem in sensory support activities that are technically useful but too difficult to implement consistently. The framework also encourages adaptation rather than rigid use. Since children may react differently to the same input, the book implicitly treats each activity as a starting point. That makes the guide flexible and realistic for home, school, and therapy contexts. Thirdly, coverage of multiple sensory systems reflects the complexity of SPD. The book addresses a broad range of sensory systems, including touch, balance, movement, body position, vision, hearing, smell, taste, and motor planning. This wide coverage is important because sensory processing disorder is not a single, uniform condition. A child may be over-responsive to sound, but crave movement, or may have trouble with body awareness while also struggling with tactile input. By organizing activities around different sensory channels, the book helps adults think more precisely about what a child needs. That precision is useful because generalized advice often fails when children show very different patterns of response. The book also reflects the sensory integration view that sensory experiences are interconnected with organization, coordination, and learning. For example, an activity aimed at vestibular input can affect balance and attention, while a motor planning task can support action sequencing and confidence. This systems-based approach distinguishes the book from simple play manuals. It is trying to support the whole sensory profile, not just occupy the child. As a result, the activities function as targeted tools rather than generic recreation. Fourthly, the revised edition broadens relevance for autism and related conditions. The revised edition is significant because it updates the material for children who have sensory challenges alongside autism, Asperger's syndrome, or other overlapping developmental differences. That matters because sensory issues rarely appear in isolation. Many children who struggle with sensory processing also face communication, social, or behavioral challenges that affect how activities should be delivered. The updated guidance helps adults choose activities that are more likely to be tolerated and beneficial for children with coexisting conditions. This makes the book more realistic and more inclusive than a narrow SPD-only manual. It also reflects a broader shift in the field sensory support is not only about isolated sensory input, but about how that input interacts with regulation, engagement, and daily functioning. The revision therefore adds practical value by acknowledging that the same activity may need to be modified depending on the child's broader profile. In that sense, the book is not simply a collection of exercises. It is a tool for tailoring sensory experiences to children whose needs may cross diagnostic boundaries. A bridge between home routines, school support, and therapeutic practice, a major strength of the book is that it is designed for use in ordinary settings. Not only in clinic-based therapy, the activities can be woven into home life, classroom routines, recess, transitions, and informal play, which makes them more sustainable than specialized interventions that depend on professional supervision. This practical positioning is important because sensory regulation is a daily issue, not something that appears only in therapy appointments. The book is especially useful for parents and teachers who need ideas that can be tried immediately and adjusted over time. Its value also lies in its compatibility with occupational therapy goals without requiring the reader to be an expert. In that sense, the book acts like a translation layer between professional concepts and everyday caregiving. It does not replace therapy, but it helps adults reinforce sensory support throughout the day. That is what gives it lasting appeal in its category. Many books explain sensory processing. Fewer provide a large, adaptable set of activities that adults can realistically use across settings to support function, comfort, and participation. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, caregivers, teachers, and occupational therapy professionals who want practical ways to support children with sensory processing disorder or related sensory differences. Readers who benefit most are those looking for concrete activities rather than diagnostic explanation, especially when the goal is to improve daily regulation, movement, body awareness, and participation in play or classroom life. Its main benefit is usability. It offers a large number of sensory motor ideas that can be adapted to a child's needs without requiring specialized equipment or extensive training. Compared with many books in the SPD field, it stands out because it is action-oriented and grounded in everyday implementation. The SAFE framework gives it a clear organizing principle, while the revised edition makes it relevant to children with coexisting autism or Asperger's-related needs. That combination of accessibility, flexibility, and sensory specificity is what makes the book distinctive. It is less about explaining why a child is out of sync, and more about giving adults workable ways to help that child become more comfortable, coordinated, and engaged through play. If you would like to support Carol Stock Kranowitz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.